listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Here's a promise that I'd like you to consider today. The promise is simply this. It's from James chapter 4, verse 8. All right, here's a promise that God makes to you. You ready for it? James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let me read that again. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's God's promise. God says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. God will never leave you hanging. When you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And what I just want you to think about is the different ways that we can draw near to God and claim this promise. For example, the early church drew near to God as it's described in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says this, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, that's the word of God, in fellowship, that's getting together with God's people, in the breaking of bread, that's the Lord's table, and in prayers. These things are very basic things in the Christian life. The word of God, getting together with other believers, having communion together, and praying together. But in those very basic things, the early church drew near to God, and they were blessed. If there's anything we believe that God drew near to the early church, that he was present with them and among them in great power. Well, we know this, do we not? That when we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. And if we draw near to God in the same ways that the early church did, in the word of God, in fellowship with God's people, in receiving communion, in praying together, we know God will draw near to us. So please understand just these very basic things. I would just simply say, remember that God's word has a promised power. We find that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You know this familiar verse. It says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, for it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, knowing the power of God's word, the promised power of God's word, draw near to God through his word to receive this promise. See, what I'm doing is I'm connecting these promises from James chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 4. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. You draw near to him through his word and you'll receive some of the power that is inherent in the word of God. So God's word has a promised power. Draw near to him through his word and you'll receive that promise. But coming to God in prayer also has a promised power. Let me read you a few verses from Luke chapter 11 where Jesus described the importance of prayer. These are the words of Jesus. He said this, again, Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Listen, if Jesus has promised us that prayer has real power, it's not just a self-improvement exercise. No, I believe that prayer is a self-improvement exercise, but it's not just that. It has real power before God. Then we can draw near to God through prayer, one of those very basic spiritual disciplines to receive this promise. So the basic spiritual discipline of being in God's word, it has a promise of power. The very basic spiritual discipline of prayer has a promised power that we can receive. Coming to God in the company of God's people has a promised power. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much so as you see the day approaching. The simple spiritual discipline of meeting together with God's people in whatever way we can, that's a way that we draw near to Him. And what's God's promise? You draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. And I pray that the Lord would bless you in the pursuit of these basic spiritual disciplines.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.